Second child. Everything you'd need to help you decide, plan for, and enjoy a second child. By Susan Moore, Ph.D. and Doreen Rosenthal, Ph.D. Narrated by Leslie Gray Robbins for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. Thinking about a second child? Can anything be more joyful than the birth of a healthy baby? You've experienced the bliss of holding that tiny bundle in your arms once already. Why not do it again? If you are reading this book, it's likely that you're at least thinking about having a second child, even if you haven't entirely made up your mind yet. What are the pros and cons of taking the plunge? On the positive side, maybe you're hoping to provide a companion for child number one and the joy of an extended family. If you didn't have siblings yourself, perhaps you feel you've missed out on something special. Maybe you're feeling that pull to the heartstrings that babies provide. You want to experience that love again and enrich your family by doing so. What's holding you back? You could be worried about the extra costs, the workload, or the interruptions to your career. There may be anxiety about whether the child will be healthy with an easy temperament, and whether a new arrival might cause family upheaval, especially with your little prince or princess, child number one. Perhaps your thoughts are difficult to put into words. It might be more about hormones than reasons. The desire to have children is a natural part of the human condition, but we live in an age where we have some control over how far nature will lead us. If you need some help in making the decision, or if you've already made it, or fate has intervened to make it for you, and you'd like guidance on how to survive, thrive, and enjoy your family of four, this is the book for you. Our focus is on all those things that you might be thinking about as a parent. How to make the decision about whether you'll have another child, especially if you and your partner disagree. Getting yourself and your household ready for a new baby. Managing with two children instead of one. Maintaining good relationships with your partner in those stressful early months. Preparing your first child for the arrival of a brother or sister. Parenting in ways that encourage good sibling relationships. Coping with sibling jealousies and rivalries. And lots more. Sometimes it can all sound rather daunting. One mother tweeting about the first couple of months with a new baby reminded us about reflux, feeding challenges, and sleep deprivation. Not to mention dealing with the emotional turmoil of a firstborn toddler coping with a new world order in which he is no longer the sole focus of his parents' attention. But this mom was heartened by comments from other parents, reminding her to hang in there, this stage doesn't last forever, and calmer times are to come. Not only that, it is a special time with your new baby to stop and sniff her little head, stare into her eyes, cuddle her, and enjoy the middle-of-the-night feeds, because before you know it, they are teenagers. In writing about how to plan and manage your second child, we have presented you with the latest psychological research and the opinions of child development experts, but we've also listened to mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers. In interviews and through so many parenting websites, they've told us what it's like to be a second-time-around parent, a firstborn, or a second-born child. They've given voices to the research as they express the pleasures and pains of dealing with families, juggling the needs of others while keeping their heads above water, learning to multitask, and keep smiling. And finally, trigger warning, we've brought our own experiences to bear as well. Not only as psychologists, mothers, and grandmothers, but also as typical firstborns. Perhaps it means we are a little bossy and maybe a little biased as well, having both been usurped by our younger siblings many, many years ago. On the other hand, we have both been incredibly enriched by having siblings and find it difficult to imagine life without them. Imagine the extra pressures and expectations our parents would have put on us if they hadn't been distracted by the younger ones. And how would we have coped with no one in the family to tease and lord it over? Just joking. Perhaps. We've talked about these issues and many more in the